In last week's blog, I talked about my approach to yard sales at the moment. Now, Charlie's never been as big on going to yard sales as me. But call it a barn sale or a move-in sale, and he's there. See, my hubby is a sucker for tools and old rusty junk. Can't help himself. He's drawn like a moth to a flame. Like last week, when he dropped by Bruce Fecto's Everything Must Go move-in sale. Cutting loose. My friend Bruce is cutting loose. Cutting loose, cause what's the use of staying put, hanging round, got no one to tie me down. Before he set out on the trail, I stopped in on his moving sale. Charlie, how's it going, fella? Just been cleaning out the cellar, and the barn, and the shed, of junk and books I've never read. Boxes, boxes everywhere. Don't know where I got that chair. This place, I swear's about to burst. I gotta vacate by the first. Haven't seen you round the mill. They got you on the forklift still? Got a pink slip, I don't care. You still farming over there? Yep, it's not too demanding. Hope I'm not the last man standing. Me, I just turned 62. A grandpa with zip to do. But fire up the trusty Harley. $10 for that sofa, Charlie. How about it? Up to camp, right beside this standing lamp. Those matching benches might be fine. The wife, she bought 'em. Now they're mine. Don't need the sofa or the benches. What you asking for the wrenches? $2 each, what you got? Give you 15 for the lot. If you throw in that old lamp, I'll bring it up to Tommy's camp. Good, he says. That helps to pay the campgrounds where I'm gonna stay. I ain't fussy, don't need flowers. All they gotta have is showers. I'll be happy as can be, just the open road and me. I admit, from where I sit, I'm envious of Bruce a bit. Cutting loose, it does sound nice to leave behind the snow and ice, the chores and all the daily do. I'd love to head out, wouldn't you? But then I think of all I've got. Cut it loose? I know I'll not. That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.